And as much as a short prosperity, the state let us share altogether a long and dreadful misery. And in the end, toxic is any environment with a hierarchical structure. And the industrial society has made it so that who profits are not those close to the spring, but those completely on the opposite side of it. And if one is idle, it's because he hasn't worked enough to dig in the treasure of his individuality. And in the end, we are all victims of the mainstream, even if the mainstream is about victimism. And not only it is harmful for the people to be command, but also for a person to force himself to command. And some care is appreciated in the midst of the wilderness, but the total care of the wilderness results into a deadly apathy. There is no cultural revolution, but only a substitution of authorities that only replicates the deeds of former authorities. And the way we want to be commemorated only reflects who we are, and this is why we shall let our ashes blow in the high winds. And what makes any natural flavor the same and requires a lot of artificial boosting is gentrification. And one can be generous, but then those who benefit cling to their rights in a most tyrannical manner. And once and for all, it ought to be clear that it is the power imposed onto us that turns us into bandits. And the bourgeoisies are those that rather than having a few dogs and a dozen sheep, they just have a big flock of dogs. And we are part of nature, and therefore we ought to fight any Puritan approach that tries to exclude us from it. And contemporary freedom is only a small piece we are able to cut from a too large power framework. And only because there is a scarcity and we are a genius, we can fully nourish ourselves. And while all theories leads to more authority, all ethnography leads to the understanding there's no need for authority, but it is in fact evil. And the more powerful the state, the higher the cry for individualism that can emerge from within. And we ought to distinguish between those who are driven from a new form of hegemonic authority and those who have managed to develop the form of self-authority. And political structures can be in fact good, but their scale in the end is what is awful. And the more the bragging about inclusivity, the more the cream of civilization is getting exclusive. And only after the fabric of the state will be destroyed, there will be enough space to accommodate the individualism of everyone. And people make the difference only in the small realities that can make a difference because they have the capital to do so. And not only anarchy is order, but it is salvation from the catastrophes that authoritarian-driven organizations foment. And speculation at last improves the wealth of the few, degenerating the health of the many. And the only option would be to keep it small, but even then we are eaten by those growing big around us. And we either play the little heroes trying to survive in the urban environment or pull out of it and try to build our own autonomy. And in reality, tolerance is only for those who want to give up their own integrity and follow up to a regime of masochistic disintegration. And the shinier luxury, the bigger the fragility and the chance that the bubble will break. And in the success we may experience in society, we are all but part of a phenomena linked to its economical growth. And possibly the main reservation for going into business is the lack of culture one undergoes going for it. And our task may only be that of making total culture out of zero culture. And to change the people, change their medium with which they entertain their social hedonism. And it isn't about being pessimistic, but about understanding that power structure ought to increase in order to survive, thus unsettling and creating conflict. And the worst of tyrants are those repaying their subject with Epicurean treats, where the state is one thing, its subjects are right the opposite. And too many are the official leaders who have never explored nor have any sense of exploration. And authoritarian socialism is so that the sensation of overpopulation augments while in fact the natural environment is abandoned. And the best education is the old ones creating the conditions for the young ones to survive. And our only method can be our intuition, which we ought to keep on improving through experience. And when roads become too many and entangled, we are back in a forest situation and ought to concentrate on our own sense of orientation. And we ought to free ourselves from any paradigm and make sure that there is no more any paradigm but our own selves. And thinking shouldn't be stimulated, but ought to emerge after a spontaneous maturation. And those who manages the marathon of life come back too worn out to be listened to. And the more we are enclaved in our bourgeoisie setting, the less of life we want to deal with. And only among those who have disobeyed the state can the hope of a communitarian life be born. And to the organization of the state, one ought to oppose the organization of the individual in its full development. And faithfully compliant to our libertarian framework, we cannot but be persecuted. And any insurrection is but a boost to capitalism and its consumer authority. And we ought to get our authoritarian self out only to subdue those in the habit of playing the authority. And all that is left for the masses is to qualitative analyze the few that quantitative analyze them. And the reason why we ought to maintain an individual framework of purity is not to be sucked in the corruptive framework of the establishment. we either put up a discipline of the self or get sucked in the discipline of power. And hater is what people who cannot live up to their individuality feel about people who lives it. One shouldn't worry about war when the capitalistic system that is in place is the greatest war against nature and human nature. And we ought to unleash our individuality and see that it brings us beyond any social convention. And one should allow to be in a property, but property for property's sake should be eradicated. And the lesson is fully develop your individuality according to your own nature and you'll be a dead man. And define all other captains imposed by the system, we shall reinstate nature as our only captain. And for every form of luxury, there is a whole apparatus of slavery, both producing it and maintaining it.